All right, watch this. 1, 2, 3, pirates about to walk off the plank monologue, go.
Oh, boy. Another final day upon the sea. Well, I'd be lying if I said it was a pleasure working with you fools and bastards. But you gotta spend your life one way or another. I guess it's time for me to jump into the sea. One final breath upon this earth that kissed me from a boy.
Pretty cool, right? Pretty cool.
Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
This, what I'm holding right now, is a candy that was purchased in the, basically, convenience store in the Marina Towers, the Wilco Towers here in Chicago. And this, to me, is a type of candy. They're called Backcountry Road Old Fashioned Strawberry Twists. You ever had these, Nate?
I mean, I've had Twizzlers, but I haven't
this
had
is
this.
What Twizzlers...
No one's had that.
No, but they've had them in the Midwest, which is where they're from. Yeah, well, these
that
are made
like
no
gas station candy.
Does well, kind of could be, but this gives me Midwest vibes.
There's something preserved about those. Like, there's something in the Midwest where it's like local businesses like this can thrive in a way where on the East Coast, you're either Twizzlers or you're out of there, man. You ain't getting a gas slot at the gas station or at the bodega unless you're a big, big name.
And by the way, yeah, we're talking about the Midwest right now. If you couldn't guess, right? That's the topic of the episode, if you can guess by now.
Well, about a year ago, me, Jack, and Nate, almost exactly a year ago, we were all here.
And I'm in the same sweater. I'm in the same outfit as I was 1 year ago doing a podcast back in this apartment.
Yeah, and really? I look very different, don't I?
Oh, full you guys body are in transformation. I didn't even put that together. You're in that apartment.
Yeah.
Wow, incredible, legendary.
So let's break it down. Let's wait no longer because the class is in session. So the Midwest, why do they call it that? That is so interesting to me. The Midwest. So back when it was first originally named, they were going out west, I would imagine. And then they said, well, the West is all like that. This is about midway to the West. That's what I would concur.
Right. I mean, at one point it was the West, you know, it wasn't even mid. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
And let's just be clear. There's nothing mid about it.
Very good. Thank you. Very good.
This is just as important, almost as important as every other part of the country, especially the parts that hit the oceans. Everybody says the oceans is where you need to be. Well,
tell that to the tsunamis.
Yeah,
hurricanes.
Right. Tell that to the people getting flooded by tsunamis and hurricanes and have to deal with what sperm whales and violent creatures from the deep. There's nothing like that going to get you in Gary, Indiana.
The only thing that's going to get you in Gary, Indiana is...
drug addiction,
well,
poverty.
But it's all internal things that you can manage, that you're already managing just by listening to this.
Let's give it up for Lori Lightfoot.
Is she out?
I'm kind of right, huh?
Isn't she out?
She's out, but we remember her fondly for...
What is she doing now, like on a day-to-day basis? Like, does she have
a job?
She's
designing a 2D video game.
Yeah, she's doing CrossFit now. She has time for the stuff that she really likes to do. And me and Eric are having to share the mic.
I know. And it's kind of changing our style a little bit because we have to go.
Like, we have to share the space.
Imagining Lori Lightfoot coming off of the F45 CrossFit boot camp, just running straight at you from 100 meters away, arms at the sides, full Cat Williams sprint speed.
Begging
Cat
for some
Williams
potassium.
Lori Lightfoot.
Bring back the Coliseum, by the way. Bring it back.
Cat Williams and Lori Lightfoot both standing in front of their giant mechs coming out of elevators from the ground.
Why is there not...
Futuristic,
I feel like,
referee.
Remember how big of an awesome smash hit Celebrity Deathmatch was growing up? Where is something like that right now?
Oh, damn. Well, it's a real life now. Celebrities are boxing.
Yeah, Mike Tyson.
Oh, wow.
Jake Paul.
We don't need the clay.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, Mike Tyson, isn't he boxing Jake Paul? Is that right?
Yeah.
They'll be boxing.
He's going to kill.
What do you think of that?
Am I wrong to think that Mike Tyson is going to kill Jake Paul? Because he's like, he's a heavyweight, right? He's like huge.
No.
Even though he's 60 years old or whatever, like he just seems like he's going to kill Jake Paul.
No, this is not the Mike Tyson of old. Everybody weigh in on the comments. What are the odds? What's the plus minus here? Because Jake Paul, look, he's 28, 27, he's 26, 25. I don't know. I don't know. Mike Tyson is, 57, I believe, years old. So he may be quick, but there's a reality with brain damage that Eric knows very, very well personally, where it eats at you and it stops your ability to socialize normally. We start having to take care of you. We start having to pick your food for you. We start having to buy your outfits for you. No, man, you can't wear that. That's going to look weird on the airplane.
We've had Mexican food for the last 3 nights.
Out of nowhere. No one asked.
Joy tactics.
But
just had Mexican food for lunch.
Yeah, we did. Had it for dinner last night, and frankly, I had it for breakfast yesterday and for dinner the night before.
And what are you gonna? I have can't for remember tonight.
Food that long ago.
Go tonight's to that fucking sweet green that like North African spot or whatever.
I would fucking love to. Go
I was
there.
Just thinking about that. That was fucking good.
I think I forget what type of food it was, but it was around there.
Yeah. You know what I think about last year when we were here was the suicide apartment, Nate.
The what apartment?
The suicide apartment.
Oh, right.
That was.
I don't know if I've described that on the podcast.
I think who's gonna find out?
I mean, I don't think the. I guess we should stray away from this topic.
Okay.
All right. So what's funny is
getting so worried
just to be safe.
That's okay. So Mike Tyson, he bit
Mike
someone
Tyson.
On the ear. Him and Ozzy Osbourne should do something together because they bite stuff, a little bite off. That's the other thing. Oh, Nate, you should be in Joey Chestnut, the hot dog competitive eater.
Sounds
well. Do you know about hot dog eating competitions?
Right, of course, yes.
You should do something like that, but you don't have to swallow it or anything. It's just like, like how badly can you like fuck up a plate of food? Yeah, how messy can you get?
Do you guys know that singer Vic Chestnut? He's gone now, but God cursed him with a body that didn't work as it should, and he was I think he couldn't walk or he looked different. He was born with some disabilities. He had a song called Oh Death. Have you heard this song? Or wait.
No,
that's not the song name. The song. Let me find the song name. But the song is so beautiful.
And is he Civil War era or when?
No, he was like 90s.
Oh.
Vic Chestnut is his name. The song is called Flirted With You All My Life. Have you heard this song?
No.
And it's about Dr. Doom.
Basically.
Oh, he looks like me.
Can you hear this, Nate?
Nope, but I can imagine.
So some drums coming in.
Oh, it's coming out of my headphone. I was like, "Where's that? What's happening?"
Okay, we'll go to another. So good. When you touched
a friend of mine. Oh, I
basically.
Can hear it.
Oh, a little okay. Bit. So he's singing this song, and you think he's talking about a girl that he's loved his whole life, and he's been flirting with her all his life. As it turns out, the song is about death. The specter of death following him around, touching all of his friends, taking people from him, getting him close to death, taking his mother from him. Yeah. Very beautiful song. Dark.
Sounds kind of serious.
But Joey Chestnut made me think of that.
That's very good word association.
Good job.
Really good.
So we need to. So you know what I think of when I think of Midwestern? I think of nice people. People that are nice.
Yes.
Because people on the East Coast, I'll just say it. I know I'm going to piss off a lot of people. They're fucking rude. A lot of people in Boston, you walk by a dude in Boston, he's going to call you a less than savory name just for no reason to a stranger. You don't have that type of shit in the Midwest. People want to make you feel good, make you feel accepted in a lot of the parts of the Midwest that I've been to. Why are you cringing? Jack, you don't think so?
I am in vehement disagreement.
Same. Well, Nate, because you fucking, every time you come to a new city, you dress like a pirate, big ruffly shirt, eye patch,
and so
big
what? Gold hoop earring. And people should love me because I do that.
You try to make a little extra money getting taking pictures of people in new cities. And yeah, in the East Coast, they call your ass out.
Now, the thing is, people are surface level more kind out here, kind of, in the Midwest. In the Northeast, yeah, they do give the East Coast a bad name. But if you go to the Southeast, if you go to the South, these are people who will... Listen, if you're stuck on the side of the road and your car's broken down, in the middle of nowhere in Virginia, they will pull over and they will help you just to see what's going on.
By the way, when I say East Coast, I mean the Northeast. The South is a different whole fucking thing. They're not a part of the East Coast. All right. I think we need to.
You know where they're really evil? You know where people really don't know how to talk or act around one another?
France.
Northwest. Where I'm born and raised. They don't know how to... I go there and feel like I've done something very wrong or a family member of mine has wronged them or even myself. As it turns out, they just don't know how to make eye contact.
Well,
I'm so good at talking to strangers. And I'm so good at talking to strangers, it's disturbing. I know how to talk to strangers better than I know how to talk
especially
to my
if
mother.
They're, especially if they're political activists as well.
Oh, if you're a political activist...
If you see Eric Rahill walking down the street and you're a Greenpeace email collector... You better get ready for the longest conversation of your life. And you better, the biggest
also,
donation.
And a fucking
Eric puts down like wet kiss on the emails, neck. All of his different emails on there, and he'll get you like to your goal for the hour.
Yeah.
Volunteer.
Big white and legal envelope full of ones.
Eric Rahill Comedy.
100 ones.
At gmail.com. Eric Rahill Actor at Yahoo.
This is kind of get me in the game. Is Leon, my leg was falling asleep, so I have to stand up like this. But
is your booty out? I can't see it through the Zoom. But is your ass? Are you like leaning over like that? I can't really see.
Yeah.
The booty's out for
sure. We're arching right now
for sure. Oh, I showed this to Nate off. We all know what this is by now because I showed it before the pod. But we got a little something called morning recovery.
Those things work, dude.
I know. Jack was doubting it, but every time you have two beers, you want one of these.
They work. Drink it. You have to drink it within, a half an hour of your last drink, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm putting this in my
You know what the extra trick is? If you really are going hard tonight, Eric, which I know you are going to.
I won't.
I know you are. Every time you say that, your actions show differently, so... Before the show, I want you to get one of them electrolyte packets, and then you got to drink electrolytes before you drink. Okay, it's not just about the after.
Electrolytes is just salt.
I don't need that right now. The salt. There's no salt in that, though. I already checked. Can I say something about Eric's nose real quick? No, not like that. Listen.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever been this close with my ear to Eric's nose before. I can hear your breathing is very ASMR like from this distance.
Eric has a heavy breath.
And that's not good for my health. But when I would watch The Sopranos and hear Tony Soprano, aka James Gandolfini, the actor, breathing, it would calm me down so intensely.
Mm-hmm.
And I would try to do that type of breathing on purpose. But now that my body has gotten to, it's mostly the muscle that causes this, all that added muscle.
Yeah, it's the weight.
It's dense muscle.
Yeah.
That now I can't, Layla will say like, damn, you're breathing louder watching the murder mystery. And it doesn't hurt my feelings, but it makes me worried for my longevity.
I wouldn't worry about it.
If you were to be like some sort of like mob boss, just a la Tony Soprano, you know, and you had some underlings that were working in a strip club or something like that, and I feel like they could hear you come, like they would be like, oh shit, the boss is coming from your breath, like nearby if you were coming in the room.
The boss.
That implies that they're hiding things from me. If I ran a underground operation like that, it would be based on trust and any rat, anybody hiding anything, immediate execution, and I would make examples quickly. So that's a funny scenario, but that would never happen in my operation.
Let me say, if Eric, I feel like it'd be funny if there is a movie or something where Eric, you play like a mob boss in Russia and you think you have this like incredible underground, like you've gotten away with so much, but every single person in the entire gang is CIA. You're the only person. Everybody knows. They have the worst fake Russian accents. Hello, sir. We all so caught, so busted. You're like being used is the only reason you're in there.
And you're like a huge people pleaser too. Like anytime somebody's like begging, like to not be
killed. Oh my
god!
All
right, fine.
Any time off? What?
I got the title of the movie. It just came to me. The King Pawn.
The King Pawn.
You see what I'm saying? It's like the Kingpin, but it's the King Pawn because it's a pawn.
Oh, shit.
P-A-W-N.
Done. Universal Studios.
What the hell, man? I think that means we have to make it because the title just came so quick. Coming this summer.
I'm tired of being thought of like this as a joke.
Eric, do not write. Eric's Google Doc, manifesto Google Doc, is getting surprisingly long. He won't let me read it, but I see him typing on it. Constantly on tour, on the airplane, in the biggest font I've ever seen in my life.
It's all symbols. It's no letters anymore. It's just symbols.
It's Wingdings font.
Mm-hmm. Some of them are letters.
You have to interpret it. It's like an interpretive dance, mm-hmm. but text.
Yeah.
87 point font.
Man. Oh, man. I need a nap.
What else? That's why Eric
and I
said
this
lunch.
Just about the Midwest. So I grew up in Ohio, and all throughout my childhood, I considered Ohio a part of the East Coast. I don't know. No one ever talked about Ohio as the Midwest to me. And I know I wasn't, you know, talking to a lot of people as a kid, you know, so that might be the
loser.
What was going on here, you know, if I were to be you know, talking to more people.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Cool that you guys call me that. from two of my best friends. Awesome. But yeah, nobody would call it the Midwest to me. You know what I'm saying? And I just thought,
what's the answer?
I just thought being from Ohio is the same as being from New York City. You know, I always thought the Midwest was like barely Chicago was maybe even in considered it. I thought it was maybe more of
Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa. I was like, oh yeah, for sure, Iowa is the Midwest. Like that's where it starts.
Well, Chicago's kind of Midwest, but
kind of
once you start getting out, I mean, it is. But once you get out in that corn,
here's how. I mean,
that's when you're Midwest.
I didn't realize what the mid, like to me that Ohio was the East Coast growing up, and I was on the East Coast proper.
Okay, there we go. I think it is the East Coast.
But I didn't really have any concept of the Midwest. I feel like when I was a kid, I guess I probably must have known that Chicago was the Midwest, but that's kind of, to me the Midwest when I was growing up meant the Chicagoland area. And then like Iowa and Wyoming, that was just the country, I guess, is what I would think of that. Because how far west can you go and still be in the Midwest? Not that far. Montana.
I think growing up in Seattle, I never heard the word Chicago until I was about 17. I didn't even think of it as a city. What is that?
That's interesting.
It's a whole city out in the middle of the country.
What about
essentially
movies?
An ocean, but really it's a lake. I didn't even think about it.
Do you all know how deep the Great Lakes are?
Over 200 feet.
Well over, because that's hardly the Superman ride of steel. You'd have to have about, you'd have to have about 100 of those to get even close to some of these deep lakes.
Is it really that deep?
They are as deep as fuck.
You
They're
know
deeper
what's
as
going
any ocean.
On? Oh shit! I just figured it out. We're gonna this podcast is about to be deleted off of Spotify, Apple, iTunes
shit.
After I fucking say this shit. You know how they're like, "What's at the bottom of the ocean?" That mm-hmm. is a decoy. Conspiracy theory. What we need to be talking about is it's right in front of our faces. It's whatever the alien spacecrafts are in the fucking lakes. They're at the bottom of the fucking Great Lakes, dude.
You can't hardly call these
things
lakes.
They're trying to throw us off.
They're fucking big. I was flying into Toronto looking over the lake, whatever. I don't know, Lake Ontario or something. I don't know. It was so big. I thought I was literally looking out over the coastline or whatever, the horizon, from the airplane, yo, from the clouds. And I was thinking, wow, the ocean's big. Wait a minute. What the fuck? That's a lake? No, sir. And why? I know we've already had a conversation about the categories of water and how we're changing the name of different bodies of water when it's certain waters and certain organizational patterns. But right. I don't think that should be called a fucking lake just because of the salt content. Because one more thing really quick. The Hudson Bay. You guys are familiar with that, right?
Of course.
That thing is fucking bigger than the United States.
Well, that's not all. True, but...
I rest my case, man.
And you're telling me I can't shove a straw in this bitch and fucking just start sucking up on it? And I'm going to die if I have a sip of the Great Lakes? What kind of world do we live in? That's
no, you can drink it. I used to bring pails out to the lake in college and fucking just chill it, put it in a Brita. Make my shroom tea, fucking sell that for $100, pay for tuition. Put a little Vyvanse in there, and yeah, okay. Here's what I was gonna say. How do we know? What do we know about the Great Lakes? How are lakes formed? Well, what they say is that giant glaciers cut through on their path. So here's how I understand it. In the Ice Age, glaciers covered much of the world, especially up north where it's even colder. And as they melt, you say you put an ice cube on a table, right? As that table heats up, where's the ice cube go? Does it stay static? No, especially if it's tilted, starts to go downhill a little bit and starts to cut through the... What are you doing? Are you sleeping?
No.
Basically, what we know is that...
While eating a Twizzler.
Glaciers...
You're saying ice cubes go downhill when you slide them?
What I'm saying is the glacier theory doesn't make sense, right? I'm trying to explain how there's no way
something's
what we're being told
up
by the scientific institutions is correct. What could be more likely is a giant ship, maybe from off-world, uses its some type of drilling technology to drill these damn things, fill it up with water. They got a hose on the ship, just fill that shit up like a kiddie pool, and put that alien base down at the bottom of that.
Right.
You know where the deepest lake in the world is, right?
It's Lake Baikal in ancient Russia. What do you think Moscow's hiding?
He did know that. That's impressive, Eric.
Thanks.
Wow.
It's so why deep, is it, bro. That's 10,000 feet deep.
It's very fucking deep. And guess what? It's very fucking landlocked. Riddle me that.
And that's why we're not fucking starting a world war with... So you guys are getting hyped up, man. I can feel the sugar rushes. You guys are like fucking children. You guys are children. You guys are getting all fucking hypered up from eating like dumbass. I feel like I'm talking to two stewards from Mad TV right now.
It is getting to the age. I think 31 seems to be an age where if you slam candy down on the counter at any type of store, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be eating this.
There should be an age. You know how there's like a age limit to, there should be an age cap for some things. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I think candy, the candy cutoff is what?
48.
Because you shouldn't be having that at you know, in a 90-year-old shouldn't be eating candy. Shouldn't be
tell that to my 97, 96-year-old grandma who's no longer with us, who was eating spaghetti and cowtails to the day she went back with.
But those are old candies from the 1920s.
Yeah, this old candies old. Are good. They're good for you. Think, the Necco wafers.
You think Jeremy Allen White, we could ask him next time I see him, you think he's eating candy?
You're never going to see him.
Hell no.
You will never see him again, dude.
Dude.
After the way you acted.
Remember
after
me?
After the way you acted on set.
He's eating nose candy, I'll tell you that much.
No rumors.
It's not a rumor. I sell. I push so much drugs into Hollywood, I feel very bad about it, but I do.
Just trying to get bit parts on shows, on these giant shows, just so you can sell drugs to the stars. Mm-hmm. Making the smallest acting career for yourself so you can become a drug kingpin to the rising stars.
King Pong.
You know what I was thinking about? Like, there's so many celebrities that do cocaine and... Like, I feel like it's way more prevalent than people
think.
Where
are you hearing this? Where are you hearing
that? From my sources. From my sources. From people. And I'm protecting these people as well. Because I don't want to fucking... All right? But way more people are doing hard drugs than you think. All right? You think somebody's goody two-shoes? Nah. They're fucking getting lit up in the fucking club on drugs that they shouldn't even fucking be around. Okay? But who is... It's like your... You know, your Drakes, your fucking Justin Biebers or whatever. They have a dude, right, that's coming to their house and giving them, like, who is that guy? You know what I'm saying? Who's the drug dealer to all the stars? You guys are leaving? You guys are just fucking, both of them just got up and just left while I'm talking. Both. Not one, both. Two of them just left. Where'd you go? Why was that?
Nothing. I had to check something very important.
And Jack, what's your issue?
I was just being disrespectful. I do apologize for that.
A little piece of licorice just flew out of my mouth onto the table. Not
look at you guys. You guys are like ADHD. Like, I fucking can't even.
No, I'm with you in this conversation. Nate, let me paint a scenario for you and see how you would behave.
Oh, the what is that? The lemon lime?
Now you know.
Zen? Someone came to the show last night and gave us Zins.
Did you do one?
No, I'm too scared.
I did one yesterday.
What flavor? Nate, cool. You want to trade? Because you like lemon.
I do
want
the original. You know what? It's original, and it's still so intense. Like, I was like, it's like, it's how is it so powerful? Like,
it's a pouch.
I don't. It's we denseness. May never know.
It's UK denseness. 1.5.
Dude, I just heard some science that fucking blew my mind.
What?
What is it?
All right, I'll tell you. Did you know that spaghetti... This is sounding... Did you know that spaghetti can have more sugar in it the more you cook it with water? Do you understand what I'm saying? Huh. Listen to me now.
I don't doubt when it, you but have, it sounds kind of
when you have
strange.
Raw... Nate, when you have raw spaghetti, it will have less sugar... Then if you cook it, and the longer you cook it, the more sugar molecules are separated from the spaghetti thing into the
well. That's
your
good
body.
News for Eric.
That's the best I could do.
Who eats his spaghetti extra al dente? Doesn't even cook it. It just crushes up the.
Use them like breadsticks.
I eat
just
spaghetti
puts the sauce. Doesn't even heat up the sauce.
Hershey's syrup. Remember when Elf is eating all that sweet spaghetti and the fucking James Conner rest in peace is like, what the hell are you doing? That shit looked good to me. Sweet dessert spaghetti.
That's how I feel right now. I feel like
it's
I
the
just
problem
ate
there.
Nothing. Literally nothing. Oh, God. Nate, I feel like you're going to really resonate with this. I'm so sick of recipe superiority. I'll say it. Mm. Eric, you love recipes, dude. It's really fucking annoying. Because every single flavor, like, what is... So, spaghetti candy, right? Is that such different ingredients as, say, a pastry? It's wheat, sugar, and vanilla.
Oh, right.
Just because it's in a different form, you know what I'm saying? Why is that so much of a sin? I don't believe it is.
Right. I couldn't agree more.
Eric's fucking clenching his fist so hard right now. Drop it, dude. Fucking diehard New York Times recipes guy.
We got to get back to talking about the Midwest.
Please. All right, man.
I just have to say that. Well, we'll get into there's a whole episode on ingredients and recipes coming up, and I don't want you to blow your
load. Oh, you know what? You guys were just in Milwaukee, and I think I've hyped this city up before, but Milwaukee's the gem is the star gem of the Midwest, in my opinion. Mm. I think that is the Midwest.
I was just talking to somebody who's talking such shit on Milwaukee, and I was like, get a real problem.
What is wrong with you?
I don't think, here's the thing. I don't think they saw the city as I see it, through an artist's eyes, through a food connoisseur's eyes.
The artist lens. Yes, we see things a little differently than the comedy, don't you?
I know.
And who is talking this shit?
I don't
want to
fool. I'll tell you later, but it'll break your heart. It sucked to hear this. But we did the Cactus Club last night. Show's really fun. Thanks everybody for coming out. If you listen to Joy Tactics. but they have an apartment above the venue that the artists stay at. We came back down to Chicago, so we didn't stay, but we were chilling up there, and walking into that apartment threw me back into the Midwest energy so intensely. It felt like Mark Borchardt and what's his name from American Movie might have been chilling there. They got the 70s right, couches. Right. They had a Wurlitzer.
Carpet.
Apparently the whole upstairs, the person who runs the place was telling us they have this framed carpet. They were telling us carpet upstairs in that upstairs apartment used to cover the entire floor. So carpet in the kitchen, carpet in the bathroom. Carpet.
That's my dream. I love carpet.
Yeah, same.
Carpet much. Carpet so back.
Give me the carpet, love carpet. And never clean left it. Carpet, man.
Never vacuum it.
Yeah, let that shit. Let that shit.
That's a cast iron. You know how you that's fucking the floor cast
bro,
iron.
Bro, that's what I was just about to say. That's exact.
You gotta
season it.
Drop
with your
cigarettes
smells.
On it.
You get some but, pubes, some body hair up in that shit.
Fingernails.
That's when you get that good, smell.
Fingernails,
that,
cereal,
that
and
when you go to that Midwest apartment, man, you get that fucking, oh shit, what is that? Mm-hmm. That carpet.
You smell the person who used to live here.
You know, like, imagine walking into a tent that someone passed away in 4 days ago.
A tent? Oh, wait a minute. What were they wearing? What were they wearing? Dior? What were they wearing? Chanel? Wait a minute.
Chanel, Prada.
You look in their wallet. Oh, my God.
Christian Louboutin.
Marco.
By the way, if you haven't purchased tickets to the Los Angeles for April 8th show, go ahead and get them. Tickets are moving rapidly. Okay.
It's basically sold out.
It's basically
almost sold out. So get your tickets.
Oh,
now.
And we're
you're
adding somebody to
waiting.
The show.
What's that?
Guess who's doing the show in LA? Uh
oh. Oh yeah.
Wow. You bought a ticket now. Da 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 da. The Irish leader of the Irish mob, leader of the minion squad, most excellent friend. Connor O'Malley.
Yeah, it's about to go. So the weird guys are back at the.
Yeah, weird to some, normal to others.
If you find us weird, I have a whole fucking artist.
You must find museums weird too.
Right, exactly.
You must find Mozart weird.
We're not that weird.
Mozart was alt back in the day doing DIY.
Mozart
blind
was
piano.
So freaky sexually. I think
was he blind as well? Or was that a different
Beethoven.
One? Just let them both be blind.
They didn't need eyes to make that.
Now, hold on. Didn't Beethoven kind of cheat? No disrespect.
He was a cheater?
No, not like that.
He was unfaithful?
No, not like that. Wasn't he fully not blind most of the time, and then he became blind after he already did learn piano?
Well, here's my theory.
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I'm trying to remember. What?
Well, I want to bring it back to Shakespeare a little bit, and I think that, you know how
thank you.
It always does.
Yeah. I want to bring it back to him because I feel like there's a theory out there that Shakespeare is a collection of a bunch of people's works, playwrights from that time, okay? And then they just attribute it to one guy. And you know how easy that would be back then? You know how easy it is now to do that, to ghostwrite? There's people that ghostwrite for Drake, and we think that we still don't know who's fucking writing these rhymes, even though we have GoPros everywhere, we have fucking street cams, we have the highest.
You
want to
put
technology.
You want to put body cameras on rappers? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, of course. I want to know what they're up to. But
imagine looking down, this guy's fucking going down on you. So
oh my,
he's got
God.
With that
sucking
earring.
On that earring.
Oh.
We're seeing a picture of William Shakespeare in an earring.
He was kind of had it like that.
He's hot.
Balding.
Well, receded.
I think he was more bald.
He's not
than
bald
that.
At all. That's not bald in any way.
Damn. They got the earrings back then like that?
Was he Italian?
Nah, he's British, dude. Was he Italian? You know what? It's not that stupid because I did have to think about it for a second. Like, was he French? Nah. He's one of the Brits.
I just was looking at his hair. Of course he's fucking British. The William Shakespeare
Theater.
Well,
I think Theater. A lot of his plays
you
took
could,
place
you could
Italy.
Do this, Nate.
You
are closer
like
to
that,
this. Of
wear
course.
That type of outfit.
Yeah, you gotta like blow dry your hair.
Well, when you had the long hair, I loved when you had that long hair. I know it's.
Will you ever grow the hair out back in the back again, Nate?
You know what? I was like, kind of. It was getting a little long there for a second, and then I like shaved it off when I went to Mexico. But I want to get back to there. You know, I ideally want to have that let my hair just kind of go free in that way because. Because there's just not a lot of bald representation in that manner, you know? lot of people are afraid to let it ride like
there's
that,
so much
you know?
Let it grow.
There's so much bald fear at the moment that I can feel throughout bald so shame. Many of my fellow men.
Look at Larry David. Shaming. Please
bring back the thin hair. Who
and by
cares?
The way, you don't need to, everybody goes, oh, if you're gonna be bald, if you're gonna be this, you better get fucking big like Vin Diesel. No, man. Mm-hmm. Let it all just ride. Let the body ride, let the hair ride.
Go watch some of those Robert Altman movies from the 70s. A lot of them look like not like shit, but I feel like lean into looking like shit. You know what I'm saying? And everybody apparently, and what were they fucking eating back then? Because everybody looked to be about 135 pounds. I'm not kidding you. Tight jeans.
They had just
big buckles, tucked in shirts.
The GMOs and the red dye 76s, right?
Why are they fattening us up?
What's it called when you ruin the earth through planting?
Capitalism.
Over.
No, Nate, please.
Interesting.
American
Interesting.
Capitalism.
It's called the bio. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Do you know? Does anybody know this term?
Bio.
No, hack, I don't.
Biohacking.
When you farm too much, it does something to the earth.
Biodegradation. Biodegeneracy.
Synchronicity. We don't know. I'll have to Google it later.
Okay, so but. When I went upstairs to that green room, I got fully immersed back in it. It made me realize, you know what? I think I did have a Midwest experience because this shit feels very Midwest.
Oh.
And guess what?
We talked
to two guys after the show who came up to us. They were so nice. And they had these, at least one of them, had a thick Wisconsin accent.
Oh.
And I was like, can we bring some of this charm back to our daily lives, please? Can people not be so homogenized? You know what that means, right?
Unanimous. Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit, Eric. Oh, my God.
You know, that phone lockbox is making me crack open the books and dictionaries.
So you're learning. I still am kind
but
of...
Can we bring accents back and not everybody sound like they're from fucking Encinitas, California?
Good the LA God. Accent is very interesting. I was just in a room for a while with somebody with an LA accent, and it kind of sounded like this. Well, the showrunner of the show I was just working on, and he sounded kind of like this. Like
that's like Spike Jonze.
Very like it kind of
like
sounds
Fred Armisen
like
character.
Like Doug Benson, kind of like, hello, how are you doing today? All right, so, you know what I mean? And I thought, this is interesting. What is this? It sounded like, is Doug Benson from LA? Does anybody know? We need a researcher.
Well, we need to have
I gave up studying his past a while ago. Getting Doug with high.
Getting joy with Doug.
Getting zinned out with Eric.
I think we
and
should
Nate
give
Jack.
Some zin to people in the audience tonight and then check in on how it makes them feel. A little experiment.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
We should do a control. We should do one of our studies. So half of the audience takes zin, half of it takes 3 milligrams, half of it takes 33 milligrams.
Have one person do 33 mils of, oh, you
Somebody,
would see God.
I
what
would
are
do
you
it.
Doing tonight, Nate? It's Friday night.
What am I doing?
Peek
I
behind the curtain.
I don't think I have any plans. What should I do? Should I go out? Should I just go to a random bar and make some friends? Make friends with some strangers?
Bring a book to a bar tonight. Drink a bottle of wine. Get some fucking liver mousse.
Bring a bottle of wine. Oh.
Eat some liver mousse.
Bring the vermouth
crying.
Into the bar.
Yeah.
Make my own martini.
Start crying. Are you all right? Yeah. I just came here to cry, but it's for no reason.
I'm reading manga.
You know what? I just fucking, have y'all seen this clip? Yeah. I just saw.
What?
It's Jordan Peterson is at like a mega church or something. And somebody rushes the stage and is like, Jordan, come on, please, I am not well. And the security tackles him, and Jordan Peterson doesn't say anything at all.
Oh, I think I do
all.
Remember this.
He's like, I hope you get the help you need. Wait, let me do a fire Jordan Peterson. Oh, well. I can't do it.
Oh, shit.
But it was really, the kid just, Unfortunately, it was funny.
Jordan Peterson didn't cry at that?
Jordan Peterson did not cry because at a certain point, you've seen so much awful things. It's kind of like, yeah, a Warhead's not sour to me anymore because I've eaten lactic-purified essence of sourness.
Warheads are so barely sour. I'll just say that right now. If you guys think Warheads are sour, then you haven't fucking eaten the sour.
Literally, like, are you a fucking baby? Like,
just saying Warheads, saliva start pooling under my tongue.
Isn't that interesting?
Nobody could. Anybody want a kiss?
Yeah. How powerful the mind is. You didn't even have a Warhead, yet your body is reacting as if you just ate something sour. Something to think about for people that have been doubting the power of the human brain.
So here's a strategy. You're kissing someone new, right?
Taking them on a date.
Now it's time for the kiss. Well, you want this to go well, don't you? You want to marry this person. Start thinking of Warheads. Get that mouth all
fucking Let me wet. Do you one better. Let me do you one better. Put the Warhead under your tongue during dinner. Then when you go in for the kiss, that thing is already there. And guess what? They taste it. Maybe it's like this. We're kissing. And it tastes like blue, delicious gummy food, but it's not sour. Why
it's
is that?
Genetic.
Well, babe, I did something romantic for you. I know you don't like sour, so I sucked it off first. And now you can have just the sweet part, girl. Spit it in her mouth.
Wow.
Slide it. Don't spit it. Slide that.
Well, it depends on her athleticism, because some girls like doing stuff like that, activities like that. Patience is a virtue, especially with women.
We need to set up a kissing booth.
What did
show.
I just say?
The Joy Tactics kissing booth.
April 8th, Los Angeles. Bring your Warheads. Nate, you should do. You should kiss people. You should do like kissing people from their neck to their belly button.
Oh, hello. Booth.
The body kissing booth.
Why don't celebrities do that?
I know.
You know how much money Gina Davis could make if she was doing the...
Right.
Was that Real World? Who is that?
Gina Davis. Let's see. Thelma and Louise. Let's see. Stuart Little. Let's see.
Damn. This person's had a storied career. That's amazing.
Stuart Little. That little ass mouse.
Stuart Little's lucky I wasn't in that movie. I'd grab his whole head.
Suck on it.
What was he doing in that one? Keeping company to somebody?
He drives that day. You know what? Stuart Little was a prep, and it's so he's so different from us because we're like skater-minded.
Right.
And he's wearing the fucking, oh, God.
Get a hoodie, dude.
What was the
get
plot
a hoodie,
of
dude.
Stuart Little?
Stuart Little.
A small mouse was a taxi driver? Is that what you said?
We'll have to watch, and we'll report back to you guys what Stuart Little is about.
I would say I'm worried more the last 2 days with my mental deterioration than I have been in a while.
I'm not.
Okay. But the Zen is going to help.
The Zen is most
So the Midwest.
Okay, three must-visit spots in the Midwest. Not cities, but locations in the city. What is a must-go?
In any city, restaurants, et cetera.
Number one is the Baha'i Temple north of Chicago. Go up there, bring a journal, spend about 10 hours, contemplate your relationship and your religion, and fucking call up. I bet you Rainn Wilson's been there.
Mm-hmm. Number two is the Chicago Adler Planetarium. Log on to Pokemon Go, meet up with all your Discord friends, everybody driving from 7.5 hours away. Bring your motherfucking Molly water and regular water and get ready to find some motherfucking Bulbasaurs.
Molly water, candy flipping for the fucking Pokemon Go Adler Planetarium meetup. People is your whole eye. Okay, Nate, where would you go?
God fucking damn it. Where the fuck? I'm trying to think of a hilarious fucking answer, and I really
I stole
can't.
Your Baha'i, your sacred space,
yeah,
the Baha'i temple.
Mine.
Do people know what Baha'i is?
I think we've discussed it on here.
Oh, we have?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful religion.
It's Rainn Wilson's Universal Unitarianism. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's like we're part of that. He's the one celebrity from that religion.
That we know of. Some people are private, as they should be.
Interesting.
Keep it in your dress, celebs. We don't want to know. We don't care.
Nate, we bought you some time, man. You haven't thought of one Midwestern.
Oh yeah,
just say AMC, kind of thought, man. I know you want to say AMC
because I just.
No, we do not. We, if we're known for anything on this podcast, it's wrapping things up. It's tying up the loose ends.
Yeah, I know.
Leaving no one unsatisfied.
I know that.
Nate, remember when we got chicken one time?
At Crisp? Oh yeah, let's say that Crisp.
No, not Crisp.
Oh.
Do you remember this? I wonder if you can remember what this place is. This was a fucking minute ago.
We got chicken in Chicago?
Just the two of us getting chicken at some place that makes like, maybe it's like a chicken and waffles place.
Is it Gus's or Honey Butter fried chicken?
It might have been Gus's. Maybe it's Honey Butter. I can't remember. Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't quite remember this.
That's all right.
Imagine being raised in a cage your whole life. Fattened up with fucking with all type of GMO horrible feed. You're squished up against another one of your kind. You're ripped out of the cage when you get too fat to even stand on your own two legs. You're slaughtered. Then you're shipped out to 100 butter fried chicken. You're deep fried and then put on a slider.
Okay, now imagine this. Imagine the cage is called the education system.
Oh.
Okay, now imagine the GMO foods are served to you on a tray. Now imagine the fattening up is with misinformation. Now imagine that the restaurant you're getting sent to is called University of Pennsylvania, Penn State. Now imagine this coach there is starting to touch you, interestingly. He gets fired, and your whole life falls apart before your eyes. Now imagine you get served up on a slider to who? To the machine of the world.
Oh,
Joe Biden administration. Holy. Next thing you know, you're eating a chicken sandwich, but the chicken has at least been released from this hell, from this hellish universe with which we are stuck in.
Mm-hmm.
So do you feel bad for eating meat? I don't. I feel jealous every time I eat a burger. I wish somebody was chomping from my head to my toe, taking a halfway chomp out of my whole fucking body just to get me out of this rat race. We have to leave eventually. Why not right now?
Wow.
What are we waiting for?
And guess what these are? And guess what this is?
That's a phone.
Okay, Zen, phone. Guess what this is?
Those are good.
Lickers. Guess what this is?
A book. Funny book.
Addiction.
Terry Pratchett's Guards. This is full recommendation. I'm laughing so hard at it. These are all pacifiers trying to pacify our rageful actual inner cores that would rebel against all this BS if we had any real sense left in us anymore. You know that better than we do, Nate.
Right.
What do you mean, right?
What did you say about rebellion?
Yeah. You're still an activist, right? You're still a revolutionary with us, right, man?
Of course I am. I'm
Did you just see the comment that? Okay. By the way, I didn't look. Jack looked at this one, so I'm not like I'm keeping tabs of all these comments.
I didn't look.
But one of them said, "What did it say, Jack?"
Oh, the one about you going on a minute 40 long. What is it?
Yeah.
It's like, I can't remember exactly what it said. Something about like Eric going on a minute and 40-second long rant while Nate stands there motionless. Like, doesn't even make a facial expression.
Fully.
This is a mood. Hey, I got a big ask. I saw on the Reddit that somebody posted a thing that said, this made me laugh about 135,000 times, honestly. The one that said, when Eric senses that somewhere on the internet there's a hate comment about him, and it's you drinking just like that with your eyes all open like a fish on a hook. That shit made me laugh
so hard.
They
got the right screenshot for that one.
That shit was so good, and I just want to say, keep it up with the memes. The memes have been... memes are just... yeah, they're all right.
Memes are, that's how we communicate now. That's the new, that is the new language. That's what our language is transforming into. Slowly over
time. Can I show
you
something crazy? Nate, can I show you something fucking crazy?
Please.
All right, watch this. 1, 2, 3, pirates about to walk off the plank monologue, go.
Oh, boy. Another final day upon the sea. Well, I'd be lying if I said it was a pleasure working with you fools and bastards. But you gotta spend your life one way or another. I guess it's time for me to jump into the sea. One final breath upon this earth that kissed me from a boy.
Pretty cool, right? Pretty cool.
Jesus Christ, man.
That's pretty good, right?
That's
good,
just God. What that it's like, hey, that's so, just what it's like, man.
And we're in Chicago, the birthplace of improv. This shit's still going. Please get out there to this. If you want to do that, get to the schools, take the classes, do the internships. You can do it too. We all have that power.
Yeah.
Especially we need to host a workshop.
There's no question about that. There's no question that we need to be teaching this.
We're at a very high price, though. $1,000 one day, 2 hours.
You think that's a high price? Oh.
You couldn't afford those types of sushi that we're eating. How in curious. That case.
I feel so ill from drinking all that water, eating all that licorice.
You'll be all right. Can I tell a funny-ass story that's not that funny? So when I think we were all there. Was it at the university? Was it at... Maybe it was University of Ohio, or no, it must have been Oberlin. Where was it where we had to do a workshop, but we got Oberlin. Like split up to host our own workshops?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was 1 hour, but it was supposed to be 2 hours long. And so at the end of the 1 hour thing, I was like, all right, great job today, everybody. It's great to meet everyone. And everybody was just like, wait, we paid for a 2 hour workshop. What is...
What'd you do for the second hour?
Jesus.
I ended it. I think I said, well, all I had was an hour. That's we did it. It's an hour. I apologize, but we're done. And I went back to the hotel.
If I sign up for anything that's supposed to be 2 hours and it turns out it's 1 hour, even if it's the most pleasurable experience of my life, I'm thanking God that it's over an hour early.
Yeah.
Get me out. I don't have the patience for that shit.
I agree.
I'm too busy these days with my projects.
And who was in that workshop, though? Lena Dunham. And who's the guy? Ed Helms.
Terry Crews, Ed Helms, Lena Dunham. And Oberlin the CEO alums. Of Whole Foods. Eric.
Interesting.
You all right? You want to switch chairs?
No, just my legs falling asleep. Is there anything worse
from
than
just
that?
Sitting?
You know the...
What did you... What did you say?
Eric just gave me
so
like
mean.
From
just there. Sitting, bitch. You know.
Just answer the question. You're sitting what on is the, it from? Is it from anything?
Yeah,
other
just
than
sitting, but at a certain angle, dude. If you sit at the right angle, anybody's legs will fall asleep, no matter what weight you are.
Yeah, and dude.
You know when you're sitting on the toilet for too long? And I used to get this all the time playing Game Boy on the toilet or reading my mom's Oprah magazines. But... You sit on that thing for too long, and you don't even notice. You don't even think about your legs. And then all of a sudden, before the tingles start, it's like your legs go quiet. There's like a silence in your legs. And then you're like, damn, this shit's about to fucking be tingling. Then as soon as you know it, next thing, tingling on your legs.
I like that stuff, though. When there's a pain like that I know is just fine. Like if I get a foot cramp or if my legs go numb, sometimes I like to go let, because you know how you can stop a foot cramp? Does anybody, you know this?
Yeah, pinch it.
I think so.
Well, you press it against something usually helps. But sometimes I go, you know what? Let me just ride this and see just how painful can it get? Because I don't care about stuff like that.
Addicted to pain.
Sometimes I'm addicted pain to the feeling good. Of that.
How you scratch a scab, right? Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, Nate, you have all those burns because you were trying to do that candle wax fetish, but you burned it way too hot.
it just sucks because this is what gets me off, you know? and I keep wanting to try it, but...
Oh, dude. I've been watching whatever it's called, MILF Manor, and this shit caught me way off guard. When there's like a 20-year-old kid and he goes like, that mom is really... She's so beautiful. I want to take her foot and shove it in my mouth. Did I already say that
never
on this podcast?
Never felt that way. Have you felt that way, Nate?
Shove a foot in the mouth?
To say that also like on
yawning.
Television.
Oh. Yeah. That's crazy.
I just am like.
Yeah, I've never felt that way about a foot.
Do you like feet like that, Eric?
No, I really don't. I really don't.
It's a funny thing. And he was kind of like laughing sinisterly about it. I thought, this is a strange man here.
Can I float this out to the world, though? I probably said this before, but I feel like I could have a really crazy foot, like OnlyFans. What is that called? Like an OnlyFans for feet, you know? Foot Finder or something.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. I feel like I have such unique feet that there's break it somebody. Out.
Pull them out. Pull them out.
Well, I'm going to describe them for you. You got to pay to see them, right?
Oh.
See, that, yeah. I'm the businessman. You guys on the just Patreon give it all episode, away for free.
You are going to get at least 2 DMs.
You think so? Just let me know if you're into this, and we can work out something. And it's gonna be size 15 that... feet, okay? In oh. men. Size 15 feet, okay?
And they're, just think they're about bird-like. Yeah.
And my toes are as long as some people's fingers. Okay.
That's so fucking,
and they're that's awesome. A that's little beautiful, bit man. Hobbit-like. They're a little hairy. Now somebody needs this. There's somebody in the world who needs this, who's a billionaire, who can't find it anywhere on the planet. And I'm one of the people that he's like, thank God this guy has the thing that I'm looking for. Hit me up. Let's work out Nate, something. Let's work together. Let's collab.
I'm not kidding. That's a great short film. It starts out with a billionaire jerking off in a penthouse in Dubai, and he's just racked. He's scrolling through, looking on Wikipedia. Fuck, I can't fucking fuck. None of these feet are doing it for me. God. And then hard cut to you flipping burgers, getting all wearing your non-slip shoes, open-toed on the line, open-toed shoes. You walking out, hawking loogies, and you have an unlikely bond somehow. Maybe you like witness a domestic terror event on the beach and he sees your foot in the sand.
Barefoot, and he's like, oh, those are the feet. He zooms in.
That's it. Wait a minute. Zoom in on that.
It's like the
he's watching his nightly Anderson Cooper.
Zoom in. Get him now. Fly me out, man. I want to go to Dubai. Somebody fucking needs me in Dubai. I know it. Something that I can offer somebody needs in Dubai right now. Hit me up.
We all need to be there. We need to go do a live episode.
We need to be there. Yeah. I would go to Riyadh as well while we're at it.
All right.
Road trip.
We're going to Dubai.
Can we map out the road trip? Okay, so let's start in Portugal. Get a sandwich.
Then Dubai.
Go over to Italy.
Then Dubai. Then Norway.
Yeah.
It's like the most expensive trip.
Then we'll drive out to Russia, St. Petersburg, get hot towels on our head, soup, a little borscht. Then
drive through China.
Kazakhstan.
We need to do a road trip through China.
I want to do that. We better do that before the 100-year war starts with them.
Well, let's pick a side. You know, the Yes Theory goats did it. They did hitchhiking through China.
We will get a BMW. By the way, that's what we rented, Nate. Chicago, BMW, SUV.
This is
you guys
I'm
made
hot.
No money this trip. Just spend it all on a B. I hope it was worth it, man.
They were so easy to upsell me at the Enterprise rental car, by the way. They were like, you know, for $8 more, you could get a luxury vehicle.
Yeah, like done.
And I was like, $8 for 2 days, like the whole 2 days? And they're like, no, $8 a day. And I was like, well.
I mean, that's fucking worth it.
But they could have, yeah, they were slick at O'Hare.
What gave us joy this week, guys?
Peanut butter.
Nice. I'll go. You know what? Right. We just had an amazing lunch with some friends in Chicago. Mexican food. Frontera Grill, downtown Chicago. Friends Jack and Maggie.
Frontera? You went to just the... Oh, shit.
The Bayless joint. Rick Bayless joint. And it was just so fun chatting with people you haven't seen in a minute, chopping it up, gossip. Not that I ever indulge in that.
Can I share a Rick Bayless story?
Yeah,
of course.
I met him working at Second City, and he.
How
came
many people?
And
we should explain who he is. He's like white guy.
He's like the CEO of Frontera Restaurants. It's like a chain, and he has like you see those salsas in grocery stores. He's like. He's a chef, right? I don't know. He's kind of known. He's like a white guy who's like kind of like bringing, you know, like I think people kind of throw shade on him for like being the white devil to think that he's like bringing Mexican cuisine to the U.S. Isn't that his kind of market that he's like trying to?
Yeah, but the food is good.
It is. It's good. But he like came through too, and I met him, and then he was like, "Yeah, like I would love to take you guys all out to dinner at one of my restaurants, you know." And we were like, "Oh shit!" And he gave me the email, his email, and he was like, "Email me, and we'll set something up." So I emailed him, and no response. Okay, and then 4 months later, I get an email back from him that says, "Hey, let's set this up." 4 months later. And I said, that is one of the most disrespectful things I've ever seen in my life, is somebody to make me wait that long. So I put a calendar in my calendar to wait 4 months.
No.
Like on some petty shit. And I responded back 4 months later to him, and nothing. And
that is awesome.
That ended the relationship.
That's beautiful.
So funny.
That is really fucking
so
funny.
If you fuck with me, guess what? I am going to be fucking with you, right? Mm-hmm. So that's just a word to all the executives out there, to all of the talent people that think they can screw with me, can fuck with my mental. Guess what?
Yeah.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Get ready.
This,
because I'm going to give it to you back twice, two times the amount of fucking shit that you did to me.
Hell no. Ciao.
That was awesome.
But anyways, so what gave me joy was let's see here. Oh, well, of course we have to go to Nate Verone's celebrity watch segment.
Oh yeah.
Who did you see?
Amy Poehler, Nick Kroll, who else? I was at the Bardia Took Me Along as his plus one too. The first female director, first time female director, Chelsea Peretti movie on Roku. Watch it.
Shout
it's hilarious.
Great remote.
And yeah, I saw a couple celebrities at this friends and family screening.
Did you smell them?
Did anybody say what's up or no?
You know what? We were kind of like hanging out by like the door, you know, and that like as people were kind of exiting, it was either like, you know, they either knew us or they didn't, and that just happened to be where we were kind of in a pathetic like area, you know, like where it was like, hey, what's up?
That's awesome.
You know, like trying to wait.
Were you wearing your Second City hoodie?
Of course, as I always am. I gotta represent everywhere I go.
That's awesome. That's weird. That usually works. Well, I wear the bear t-shirt, Second City hoodie, Comedy Sports hat.
I lost my bear shirt.
Lost it.
Yeah.
Damn.
But anyways, just wanted to let y'all know that I am in the belly of the beast, meeting celebrities every week, seeing them on the streets. I am a paparazzi.
And they will be on the pod soon enough.
Also a peer. All right. Anyways, what brought me joy? I'm just gonna say that going to the Vidiot's screening of that movie, it was fun.
Oh, and we'll all be at Vidiot's in a couple weeks here for the Rap World premiere.
Vidiot's is awesome. Fun. It's like it's like a physical media store and movie theater in Eagle Rock in LA, and they just have like the craziest catalog of like any DVD you've ever wanted Eagle in your entire Rock. Life. And they have a good really great like schedule of movies that they play at their theater. And Rap World's going to be screening there at the Los Angeles Festival of Movies.
Did I say that right? And it's sold out.
That's right.
That's right.
And it's sold out. So you can't get tickets. If you want to, you can't. Sorry.
I would love, I know they already did two screenings of kind of secretly. Or no, they didn't. If anyone's listening, it was just friends and family. But it would be sick to do a screening, a normal screening. That's
I would love it. I'm sure
for the
will.
People in Los Angeles.
You do an extra one?
Yeah.
Do they have an exclusivity clause? You cannot. You know they do that with Lollapalooza with artists.
I don't know,
they
man.
They say you can't perform in Chicago within a 4 month period of Lollapalooza. So it's like exclusive too.
These festivals keep trying to get us down and control us. It ends now.
All right, and we're done.
Artists are
and we're done. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Jack, what gave you joy?
Oh, this is great, man. Thanks for asking. Great question. What gave me joy this time? It's simple. The United States of America. I love this place, man. I'm done with it. I went to Canada for 2 weeks and I got fucking ragdolled. I don't know how y'all live on hard mode up there. That shit is tough. It was fucked up. I feel butchered and bloodied and beaten and bludgeoned all over my head and toes and balls. So I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be able to get some sleep again. And customs is kind of slipping. I feel like I lied to get in. I lied to get out. Not lied, but like on the way out, I went to customs and they were like, I got to Canada. They said, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm here for work. And they were like, really? Like, what's your work? And I said, television. And I said, like that. And they were like, all right, go ahead. And then coming back into America, I show my passport and the person goes, you coming home? And I went, yeah, but I'm not. I was going to Chicago. So I kind of feel like customs, I was really worried because I had never been through customs. And I thought, oh man, everyone's really gets held up in here for a long time. It was honestly, it was easier than getting extra drugs and shit. Easier than, yeah.
I think it's easy to do that.
Well, you just did the Mexico, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, we were just like, they came up to us, what are you guys here for? We were like, surf trip, boom, got through. But they did fully frisk me and fucking did a full cavity search.
But you bait that. You bait that because you like that touch.
I was like, you guys want to search my ass? you guys want this, don't you? I was wearing some wet thong.
Soaking wet. The whale tail. Fresh out the freezer.
Out.
Hmm.
All right, guys. Well, we got to go.
All right. Did you say what gave you joy?
Yeah, I did. Oh, it was the lunch. Seems like you weren't listening. Okay.
Okay, bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
We did it. Midwest.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.